I'm logging into my Reddit.
What do you do? Why? Why do you keep logging into things? How are you not already logged into them on your own
when
computer?
I say log in, I'm just clicking on the link to go to Reddit.
That's not logging in. I'm logging into Crunchyroll. You are not. Well, Crunchyroll, you'll have to log in because Crunchyroll makes you log in every time.
Yeah.
Does not.
What do you mean it saves for me? But they love me.
All right, gentlemen. For your next mission, you'll all receive undercover identities. Chuck, you'll be on the beach on lookout. I'm going to need to hear your best surfer voice.
Dude, I'll go out, hit the waves, I go under, and they go, whoop-ah!
All right.
And I ride the wave, and so I'm going in, right? And I feel it, you know? I feel the ocean. It's like, the ocean's like giving me a hug, man, you know?
Jesus Christ, you were too ready for this.
And you're like, and so I'm drowning.
Oh, thank God.
I think one of us should save him.
No. I'm going to go listen to the bug in the van. And Pino.
Yeah?
I've saved the most important mission for you.
I don't believe you.
Stay in the car.
That's crazy. That's insane. I'm always fucking... I'm always...
You're holding the fort down. It's important. Welcome, everyone, to the Funky Anime Podcast.
If only I had a horn sound effect. Oh, wait.
Oh, don't do it.
No,
don't
I
do
won't.
It.
I won't. Don't worry.
Just before we even say anything, Discord has just recently, as of like maybe like an hour or so ago, added a soundboard to Discord, and we've been silly. And we added many sounds, but you can't hear it, so
I'm impressed.
We're not going to do it. He hasn't. If he does, though, I'm going to yell and scream and make that person feel bad.
He'll scream and shout and let it all out. He'll scream and shout and let it
out. Oh, wow, wow. That's how the song goes, right?
The chaotic episodes are back. It's great.
What do you mean?
This is okay, now you can continue doing the intro. Sorry.
We spent a whole 30 minutes... Just watching Pino play Castlevania. playing the Vine Boom sound effect.
It helped me explore.
Okay. Look forward to some stupid fucking streams on the Patreon sometime.
Yeah, hey, Patreon, if you want to do it, you can join us and we'll have funny sound effects when we stream.
So true, bestie. And so in fact, I want to thank some of our wonderful patrons here.
What?
Yeah. I want to thank Cosmos.
Oh.
I want to thank Cream de Pouf.
Oh.
I want to thank the Mega Lazy Guy 123.
Mega Lazy Guy.
And Greta.
Let's go.
Y'all fucking rule.
Thank you for always supporting us.
Thank you for loving us.
And so.
Or at least tolerating us. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
I mean, if you're paying us money, I'd feel like at least to some degree, you know,
you're like neutral positive.
Yeah.
FAP.
Yeah.
Hooked on the FAP. So
hooked on FAP worked for me, dude.
And real quick, now that we've thanked everyone, even if you're not a lovely patron of ours, you can still get in contact with us. If you want to hit us up with an email, you can hit us up at contact@funkyanimepodcast.com, or if you're lame, funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. We're on Spotify, YouTube, all that good stuff. And if you ever get confused, you can just go on over to funkyanimepodcast.com, and all those convenient links are right there on your screen.
Groovy.
So, this week, we watched a shorty boy.
Thank goodness.
Gunsmith Cats.
Wow. Meow, meow.
Meow. Meow, meow.
Meow.
So, meow. Yeah, dude. I picked this one. I'm hosting, obviously. But before we get too much into it here, how was everyone's day?
It was pretty good. I I started building my Going Merry model set.
Yo, what?
Yeah, yeah, dude. So pretty that's nice. That's coming together. But yeah, I mean, I had steak for dinner that we made, and
steak
then,
for dinner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, steak. You know, the cheapest cut you can get, essentially. But you know,
protein.
Protein. Yum yum.
Yum yum.
You can still save it with the no, yeah. seasonings.
No, definitely. Amen. I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying it's not. Yeah. You know. It's not cartoon steak worthy, you know how.
Yeah, right. How about you, Bino?
I'm sick. I got sick.
This poor man has been sick for a week.
I don't know if you can hear it, audience, but my voice is no longer the soothing sensation of the century. It is now your neighbor that you kind of tolerate. You don't know what they're doing, but they're you know, they're living their life, I think. But yeah. Yeah, I'm dying.
Poor
not really.
Guy.
Yeah,
we were also laughing really hard at those sound effects.
That too. That did not help. So if you ever hear me, you know, violently drink water, I'm just trying to get all the gunk out.
Yeah, man, stay hydrated.
Hydrator.
Sound
dies.
Like a spider that's, from that's Minecraft. What's up. Oh no, that's just the guy drinking water.
It is. It's just a little sippy sip. All right.
Sorry.
So I guess before we go into this show's history.
Wait.
Oh, were you still had stuff to talk about?
Yeah.
Let's go, dude. What's up?
The Gritty was back on Fortnite.
It's true.
We all
Gritty was
up.
Back in the Fortnite shop.
Just really wanted to
You're
bring that
so
up.
You're so right. I'm sorry that everyone listening to this. It might not be in the shop right now, and I'm really sorry for you guys.
Yeah, we're sorry.
But it was in the shop, and I did message everyone.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate it.
I told everyone that I knew, because I obviously am a huge fan of the Gritty.
I said
number
right,
one Gritty fan in the
it's
chat.
True. Is put it on a shirt.
Put it on a hat.
Put it on a hat.
Put on a stamp and stamp it on Chuck's forehead.
Put it on.
Give him a hat,
but that's embroidered on a shirt.
Give him a tramp stamp that says "Number One Gritty Fan Fortnite Battle Royale Victory Royale."
I don't know if I want to put all the search terms into my tramp stamp. You know,
just put all the put a hashtag.
Yeah, I'll just put a hashtag. Hashtag
100 emoji.
Hashtag 100 emoji. Yeah, that's a good number one Gritty fan. 100 emoji. I feel like that's a good one.
Weary. Okay, hands.
Weary, sweaty. Drip,
yeah, sweat drops. Sweat drops. Sweat drops. I hope everyone can picture these emojis in their head as we're saying them.
Mm-hmm. Also, it is. I would recommend. If you, whenever you hear us say something like in a list, just imagine the Vine boom happening, you know, just like from here to forever.
Yeah.
You
so
know?
Let's do an example, right?
Stop yeah. fucking tempting me to click the button.
No, I got
don't click it.
So
I
want to
click it.
Two more announcements. One, the Nintendo eShop is gone.
It's dead.
Well, the eShop for the Nintendo 3DS and Nintendo Wii U. Yes.
Yeah, but the new shop isn't called the eShop. It's just called the Nintendo what? Switch Shop, right?
No.
Yeah.
What?
It's called the Switch.
It's
the Switch Shop.
The old Switcheroo, yeah.
Pino, whatever you're saying, it's not that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
No. No.
All right. You win this round.
I do. I win.
He wins.
I don't believe you.
I didn't have a second one. I just wanted you guys to think of the Vine boom when I said number one.
Nope, it's called the eShop. You're right, Jake.
Yeah, what do you mean? Who do you think I am?
I think you're a funny guy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, do you have anything else, Pino?
No, that was it. Yeah.
All right. We're all grittied up now and ready
it's
to
true.
Talk about some anime. So I guess we get, before we get into the show's history... I don't think any of us had any experience with this show before, but tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I've just known yeah. of it, and I've like seen the opening, but other than that.
Yeah. I was surprised just a few days before we were going to be recording this, and it'll be a few days before it goes live, but I was in my local games shop, and there was a Gunsmith Cats chapter of the manga.
Wow, yeah, really?
On display, not just on the shelf with all the other manga. It was like on display up there. I was like, damn, yay. They must be fans. They know what's up. They know what episode's coming out next.
Fascinating.
It is popular.
Fans. Yeah, so I guess in current year of our Lord, it is still, Gunsmith Cats is still popular. So, pretty cool. I didn't know anything about it, but Chuck, I think you had shown me probably the opening or something.
Yeah, most likely.
And I was like, oh, I mean, yeah, it's girls in, that can kill me? Sign me up.
It's in the opening for this season, so.
Mm. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, I never heard of it. No, absolutely. This is the one thing. I think this is one of those rare instances where I just don't know anything about the show. I don't even know the characters. I don't know anything about it. I don't know. Was there cats? Will there be cats?
There were definitely gunsmiths.
Oh, yeah, there were. You're right.
Los gatos.
We'll find out more gatos later.
Más gatos.
Meow, meow.
So, the way this came to be, it was originally a 75-chapter manga that was from December 1990 all the way to Spring 97 by Kenichi Sonoda. Mm-hmm. And he's done a few other things, nothing that I'm familiar with, but one of the other manga he's authored is called Bullet the Wizard.
Bullet the Wizard? What is he got?
That sounds fucking sick. And apparently that one also takes place in America.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Pretty interesting. I kind of like the Japanese media takes on whenever the setting is in America.
It's always think very it's funny. It's so funny, dude. I love that it's like Chicago Motel, Chicago Restaurant.
Yeah.
Where are you? Chicago Police Department. I'm like, yeah, dude. That's all we say in Chicago is that we're in Chicago.
Stay classy, Chicago. Never been
there. Stay classy, babes.
That's why we named that's why it's called the Chicago Deep Dish.
Chicago.
Because it was there. Deep
Dish. Exactly. And so he also did Hojin Exasion, which I don't know anything about that. I just saw that was one of the other things he's done. And he's also done, obviously, he did Gunsmith Cats, and there was also a spinoff that he did as well.
Yeah.
But the anime adaptation was done by OLM. We're very familiar with OLM on this podcast, and you, listener, probably are as well, whether you realize it or not, because they did Berserk 97, fucking Pokemon.
And a
ton of other shit.
Yeah.
So this aired from fall 95 to 1996, and which is surprising that it took almost a whole year whenever this was three episodes.
But hey, man, animation hard.
It's true, and these did look pretty good. So
no, it definitely looks good,
when you take your time, make something pretty here.
Yeah, it makes them look nice.
Yeah. So, I guess that about covers that then. So, yeah, that presentation.
Oh, looks nice. Oh.
Yeah, presentation.
So pretty.
OLM isn't always great, especially in this era, but this was just a three-part OVA. And, you know, there's a lot more room there to flesh everything out. And since it took them about a year to do all these episodes, I mean, imagine they were doing this between other shows because they were putting out a lot around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, I mean, it has that classic mid-90s style and just, I don't know, it just has that distinct look and feel that you can only get from these shows back in this very specific time period, you know?
And that's our gimmick of this season, is that we're
literally it's that 4:3 aspect ratio, baby.
We're taking you back.
Yeah. And
Yeah, I had made the mistake of watching the first episode. The stream I was watching it on was stretched, and I wanted to puke. Oh, it's
horrible. I did notice that.
Yeah, the default was the
well. Stretched. One of mine, like at a different point, it was like, this one is fucked up, and I'm like, why would you do this to me?
Yeah, it's cruel what and unusual. Hell,
16 by 9.
No,
it's 4:3.
Sorry,
stretched to 16 by 9.
That's why they think it looks better, but it doesn't.
It's fucked up. If you're out there and you think that,
if you think black bars are that much of an issue, what the hell, dude?
Go bars. Think about your life.
Go think about your life, and then go buy monitors for every dumb aspect ratio that you want to look at. Bozo.
Wow, L ratio.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
I still love you. Please. If you do it, I'll just judge you silently.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I guess we can get into that voice acting then. So, did you guys both watch it dubbed?
I watched it dubbed, yeah.
I watched it partially subbed, Okay. Yeah. Mostly dubbed, though.
Okay, I watched mostly subbed. I watched episode 1 sub. Then switched to dub for the second episode and then went back to the sub. So we got a good mix here.
Personally, I enjoyed the dub a lot. I feel like the actors were very much into their into their roles. Excuse me. I especially liked Riley's voice. It's just like I feel like she was just having fun with it. And
yeah,
it's same thing with like that blonde inspector guy, and like a lot of them just felt right for their
Bill
for yeah. For their for the characters they're voicing, I think the only one that was just a little bit like grating, but I get why was what was her name Minnie May or May the
May
blonde?
I that's what I was thinking.
Like, her voice,
that's funny because I thought she was the funniest.
Yeah,
she was definitely the funniest.
Absolutely the funniest of the dub, but like I don't know, I get it. But it's a voice that it's weird. Like it's not that it's a bad thing or a good thing. Like it's a good thing because it's exactly what I think voices sound like in the 90s in like any kind of cartoon media. But it's also a bad thing because I'm just like, I've heard this on like X amount of other shows. Like I know what type of character you are just because of the voice you have.
Yeah. So that voice actress, May is Kimberly Yates in English.
Kimberly Yates.
She also did some voices in the Evangelion movies, Death and Rebirth, and she was in End of Eva. Mostly just background characters, but she's had some more major roles here.
I see.
Well, because if you're going to bring up the funny voice roles, the one for Rally, the English voice actress, at least, was the person who played Rei Ayanami.
Oh, shit.
She did sound familiar, huh?
Dubs.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
that's pretty neat, actually. The hell?
Yeah.
Well, it was probably just same dubbing.
Yeah. Company.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't able to really. I don't know if there was a specific group that dubbed it or what.
Well, because it's. I don't know if it would be on Dubbing Wiki, but I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't matter. I'm not stressed about it.
Apparently there were a few different dubs of this. There appears to be Korean, Spanish, French, and Brazilian Portuguese.
I believe it.
Pretty cool.
I just believe it. That's it.
You love to see a Spanish and Portuguese dub.
Yeah, I wish I would have seeked that one out. Maybe I'd think highly of the show or something. I don't know.
Hey, do you want me to blow your minds?
No.
Yeah.
Gunsmith Cats was dubbed by ADV Studios.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
In the US and
in the US.
ADV Studios in 1995 also dubbed Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Look at that.
Wow,
so,
look who it is.
They did Golden Boy and Gurren Lagann too. Okay.
But Misato, sorry.
Honey, you're not sorry. Don't ever come here and then say that you're sorry about these dumb jokes that you're making.
I'm sorry.
This man is not sorry.
This man truly is not sorry.
I just want to
I can't
be happy.
Believe this. I'm crying and peeing my pants.
He's running in. He's crying. I can't even make jokes because I'm just cracking. I'm cracking.
He's cracked.
I'm cracked for real.
This is poor man.
Don't give me my mic, please.
It's okay. You can take a little breather here.
I'm drink some more water.
And we can talk about that soundtrack. Very jazzy. Very fun. There weren't a whole lot of tracks to this, which kind of sucks, but hey, the ones that were there were good.
I'll take it. I mean, it's a 3-episode OVA, you know?
Yeah, don't really need that much.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. It was good, though.
Very fun.
I don't know if it was the same dude who did the openings and endings, who did the whole score.
Yeah, let me check.
It was a guy. It was a person.
It was.
Yes.
A human being. It was. Yeah, Peter Erskine. Peter Erskine.
Shout outs to Peter.
Yeah, they did Peter.
Because I remember that because in the credits, there's one blob of text in between all the Japanese text.
It's Peter.
It's literally like the mixing company that did all the music.
Oh, okay.
And it's just all English names.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to Japanese, and I'm like, well.
That's funny.
At least I know it's authentic tunes.
Well, thank you, Peter. Thank you.
That's Chicago jazz.
Yeah.
But he wasn't very creative coming up with the names for the opening and endings.
I mean, I assume he wasn't paid enough to be creative.
Yeah. I mean, he made some bangers. What more can he ask? He's a musician, not a fucking poet here. So, it's simply titled Gunsmith Cat's Theme and Ending Theme.
Hey, I mean, when it's an OVA, just, you know, that's all you got.
Yeah. We don't really have much to talk about on the ED. It was just scrolling text. Kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. We love picking apart our OPs and EDs here. Yeah. But we're opening, at least, too. We got a lot to talk about here.
Yeah, we got to pick it.
Yeah.
Who's starting?
So, Chuck, do you have anything? Are you going to pop off on this opening?
He hates it.
You think it's kind of mid?
Well, because, I don't hate it. It is very flashy. I do really appreciate what it is, but I think, sadly, the music is the thing that brings it down.
What? Oh, my God. What?
I mean, the visuals are fantastic. I really enjoy everything that they did, but I guess maybe not the music, but I don't think there's not one thing that like super stands out, you know?
Chicago has beyond no the style. Room for like, you.
Well, because it feels like it goes on for too long without like the music progressing to a point, you know?
Hmm.
It just feels like it doesn't feel like there's any rise and fall in the music. It's just very much same bass level throughout a minute and a half, and it's by the end, you're like, I wish, you know, I don't know.
What do you mean? The music is the best part of this entire thing.
That's definitely not true.
This is this opening. I don't know. Look, I'm gonna be honest. I think the show's awful. Anyways, but this opening, as soon as I watched this opening, I was ready for whatever I was gonna get, you know, I was gonna get given. This was a great way to pump me up a little, you know?
Chuck's just not jazzy enough.
He's not jazzy?
No, hey.
He has not acquired a taste for smooth jazz.
I played in jazz band.
He's not a cool cat. He ain't trombone. A cool cat.
He's a poser.
He's a poser.
I don't want to hear none of this. Okay.
Look at these opposable thumbs
for saying that the music that is supposed to stand out from the rest of the soundtrack to stick in your head more than any other song.
Yeah,
is I don't remember the anything same level is the same level as every other music cue, including the ending. And I don't feel like it stood out enough to be an opening with the music that it is. The visuals themselves are great. I'm not impressed by the song choice for it, honestly. And that's my real opinion. I didn't know I had that opinion till I was listening to it again and talking about it. But
she's a stinky. It's
good. It's good. Don't let me take away that it's a B tier opening.
That's
it's
crazy.
It's still good.
I mean, I'll give you that it's kind of reflective of these shorts here. I've not read the manga. I don't think any of us have read the manga.
I can't read
it. So make sure.
It looks exactly the same, though. I have looked at some pictures.
But, I mean, I think it goes on a lot longer. I think there's more to it.
No, well, that's also the thing. If you're having a 3-episode short OVA and you're going to take up, you know, approximately like 5 of those minutes just with openings, like, I'd want it to be a little bit more punchy, you know?
Yeah. But I was just going to point out that if you're a dedicated Gunsmith Cats fan, we're not reviewing the manga here. So
no.
anything we say here is not a diss on the manga unless it is directly applicable. So just
which then you, yes, it is a diss
then,
on the manga.
Then bring your pitchforks out, whatever.
Yeah.
Poke me in the ass, it's fine. So
wait, what? Poke you in the where?
Never mind, don't worry about that part. All right, so the visuals are really colorful.
Yeah.
And it's got kind of a comic book aesthetic with the, I don't know if that's dithering. Oh, it's
no, so that was the way that it was dot printing. And the way that comic books were printed, it was that you only had like a certain number of like dots.
Yeah.
And like colors of those dots that it can be, and then you have to kind of figure it out from there what pattern to make. And so that's why you would see that, and that's why it's in this and things like Into the Spider-Verse and things like that.
Yeah. They very much had a design that they wanted to go for. They had everything conceptualized.
Yeah. That's well, a good idea. Like that's one of the things that like obviously you can tell because this was adapted off the manga. So like they already kind of had like this full realized style that they wanted to go for. And I guess that's another thing in positive for the OVA is that like you can tell like that I think these three were all planned out, you know, together. It was never we're going to make one. Oh, let's make another. Oh, let's make another. It's like, these are the three that we're going to be doing.
Beginning, middle, end. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give it that. Yeah. So any final thoughts on the opening?
I like the contrast. That I like the colors.
Yeah. No, it's very stylish. I like, there's a lot of really good transitions that, I mean, like this whole thing is all transitions. Like it's, there's, you know, there are so many shots that transform from one to another, and I'm like, this is great.
I love that last shot where it has the silhouette of them as cats.
Oh, yes.
The goes to and the it, last yeah. character art.
Yeah. Oh, pretty
cool.
It's nice. Very clean. Very clean, baby.
It is clean.
I like good, the I like the shot of inside of the pistol that they had like midway through the
opening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, did you realize behind the cat, like when they were cats, it's like a lemon?
Yeah.
I like lemon.
I didn't understand why lemon.
I didn't either, but lemons are pretty good, not going to lie, guys.
It is a lemon, though.
Yeah.
I prefer limes.
Well, limes are pretty good, too, yeah. I mean, limeade or lemonade, guys?
Well, I mean, if you're drinking it, definitely lemonade. But I could just bite into a lime.
But
that's not limeade.
You're a madman.
I love limes, dude. They're fucking
delicious. I like lime juice. I like just drinking it.
I do that too.
Okay, never mind. I guess we're both madmen.
You people are weird.
No. You're the one who doesn't like red onions. Don't even look at me.
I don't like raw red onions.
Yes, guys.
That's me as well.
I can't believe you guys are saying. I can't believe you just said that again. I'm gonna go downstairs and get some red onions. I don't know.
Oh my, he's gonna.
Holes is my favorite movie because they just be eating onions, bro.
Next time that we see you, Holes you're just gonna chalk.
Holes
onions
is my favorite movie because
I'll have my overalls and inside my overalls I'll have red onion, just
pocket onion. Ha!
No, but limes are pretty good. PSA, I'm limes crying. Good.
Yeah. So it's that old email that asked, "What are our fucked up food combinations?" We don't even need combinations. We just eat limes anyway. So the ending is pretty lame. In terms of,
I mean, it's just a scroll. You can't really say anything that hasn't.
And the song's okay. It's another jazzy tune.
That is, you know, could replace with any other song. It's a little funkier.
It kind of just sounds like, you know, like those talk show hosts. It kind of just sounds like that the talk show's just ended and it's like, thank you everybody, good night. And then it's like,
it's Conan's walking around shaking hands right now is what's happening. They're all talking together with the people who came on that night. Like, it's definitely end of talk show. You're exactly right. There's There's no other way to describe this.
It's so good.
This is outro music to a T. It's like, get out. Stop watching.
This episode was brought to you by Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, the taste you can drink. And Colgate. Whenever you drink Coca-Cola, brush your teeth with Colgate. Don't do that like immediately after, but do brush your teeth, please.
This episode was not sponsored by Coca-Cola or Crest Toothpaste.
Colgate, you brought up Crest. That's
not
crazy.
Crest
the same
either.
Thing, whatever.
Neither.
Not according to the American Dental Association, they're not.
Crestgate.
Dude, this is a Crestgate. We're gonna show that all toothpaste is exactly the same. It's gonna be a big scandal, Sensodyne. and they're gonna call it Crestgate.
I think I had someone else say that I should try Sensodyne.
Sensodyne is pretty good for like if you got the sensitive teeth.
It's good toothpaste.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like eating.
Thanks for coming to toothpaste episode.
Yeah, welcome to toothpaste and what else have we talked about?
I don't know.
Vine Boom.
That's it, baby.
Nobody said Vine Boom. Talk about.
Nobody once. That was the third time you said Vine Boom.
That was my first time I said it.
I'm not gonna click it.
Pino, I'm gonna send you straight to jail. You don't best go and you do not collect $200.
No.
I'm gonna bail you out.
No.
And put you in gay baby jail.
No.
Take that.
Well, here I am. In jail.
Back again at the gay baby jail.
Oh, my QPUs.
He's got to line them. He's going to be building up speed.
We can't get out of the pendulum right now.
Pino's building up speed for 12 hours to get out of
gay 39 hours.
I'm no longer using the word angular.
You don't want to say it. We're distracted again.
David,
sorry. This podcast
you said this was gonna. You
on
said
a
this
garb
gonna
episode?
Be, you said what? This is gonna be a 50-minute episode, right?
That's yeah. Crazy. That's crazy.
We still
bro.
We
ain't
still,
that crazy.
It could still happen.
That's crazy. That's crazy how you wild. Guys say that. That's why I always say 2 hours.
You're gonna,
but
you
everyone's
gonna,
like, it's a 2-hour episode. Goddamn.
I mean, what? Whatever.
All right. It's not like we have much to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. This plot synopsis that we're about to go over here is going to be a quick one because it's a shorty boy.
Yeah. Give me the skinny, fam. Give me the skinny.
We get our establishing shots. We learn that this is indeed in Chicago, Illinois, in the USA. If you say Illinois, you're going to hell. Fuck
Illinois.
He's dead. I killed him.
I didn't say the S.
I deflated him.
That's crazy.
Before he could say it, I deflated him. So we get to see our heroes, Rally Vincent and Mally May. Rally Vincent driving her sick-ass Shelby Mustang GT500.
What? I am not a car guy, like, in the slightest, but goddamn, that's a nice-looking car. Holy... Yeah. Like, this... the reflections they go off of that car.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the things about the opening that, like, truly... I do really like about it. They make the car look so cool, dude. Yeah. I've never seen a cooler car.
Like, I really admire hand-drawn, like...
Cars?
Not just cars, but anything kind of... anything drawn very passionately, especially, like,
yeah.
With so much detail.
Tech.
Yeah. Like that clock in that
guns.
First shot.
Oh.
Yeah, the clock, the guns, the cars, obviously.
Yeah, well, I like... That's
you
the
can
one
tell.
Thing...
That the artists
I mean, that's,
cared.
That's the one thing that I guess I never really thought of, but they were really good at portraying in this.
Yeah.
Was metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I but like now that you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, that is all
propaganda. Pino's posting propaganda.
I am not. You got wow. This is Pino's oh wow
posting
guys.
Propaganda of a cis white male. Talking to minorities saying
I'm gonna put it in the Patreon chat so that people can defend me. This is a screenshot from the show.
Don't provide any context.
I am an American.
We will let them decide.
Yes, I am real American man. Anyway.
But yeah. In one of the opening shots there's a poster that says I'm an American and it's very funny.
It's pretty good.
Cause like I'm pretty sure is that kid? Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So Rally and May take down Jonathan Washington. They thought it was because they were told they're bounty hunters. They thought that Jonathan Washington was selling drugs, and turns out he wasn't. They get a phone call later when they're back at their gun repair shop because they're gunsmiths. That's what they do. They get a call, find out Washington was actually peddling illegal weapons.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Like on a bicycle. And
so, yeah, dude, it's fucked up. They got like a rocket launcher on the back. It's crazy. Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, dude. And it's cool. It's so crazy, in fact, that someone from the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms regulator shows up, and his name's Bill Collins, and he blackmails them to help him with a sting op. So they didn't want to do it because fuck that guy. Yeah. Like, you regulate all the things that are fun. Fuck you. Get out of here. And so what happens? Oh, the ATF sets up a robbery on their house, of course. So Rally accepts. I don't know why I put Shelly. Who the fuck is Shelly?
Shelly! Guys, that's the new character. That's good, your OC, actually.
That's my gunsmith cat OC. Don't steal. Shelly. Anyway, so not Shelly. Rally goes to the prison and makes a deal with Washington. And he's like, what the fuck? You put me in here, now you're buying my shit? She's like, yeah, what's up? He's like, all right, pay my bail. I'll get you whatever. So she pays the bail and learns later that, yeah, the robbery was a setup, but thankfully May was on the scene, and May's a bit of a fiend for explosives.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know if you noticed.
She got a lot of bombs.
Literally an armful of grenades at all times. Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, very.
Pretty epic.
And then shortly after, we get to meet Becky. I love Becky.
Becky.
She's the...
The glasses the nerd. Girl.
Yep, the glasses. Token glasses girl.
Token glasses. Token, what is it? She had like orangish kind of hair. Token.
Yeah. And freckles.
Freckles.
Well, yeah, because they're all American.
American.
And that's why we have a red-haired character with freckles.
Crazy. Crazy that all those blue and green-haired characters are definitely not American, because
that one, that person was Russian.
No, they were just from Fire Emblem.
You're right.
Come on, you silly God, goose.
They did fucking totally look like the new Fire Emblem character. Toothpaste head.
Toothpaste head. That one's like a backwards, like Aquafina. Like, no, what is that? What is that toothpaste?
This is the episode where we just talk about toothpaste the whole time.
hey, whenever we ask for what's everyone's favorite episodes of the podcast, I hope they bring up the toothpaste one. That one really was the one that I worked the hardest
on. It's really weird because we had two. It's kind of weird we have two.
It's true.
We had Little Witch Academia, and now we got Guns, Cats, Smith.
I mean, if we already had one.
Gunsmash, Clats.
Gun Blitz. Smash my cat.
Don't smash my pussy.
All right. No more bad jokes for me. Garb, you can go ahead and tell me that synopsis.
I'll make even worse jokes. So, she goes back to visit Washington, and they're like, hey, what the fuck? Give me your guns. And she's like, all right, whatever. And she's got all this crazy shit on her. And she goes up to meet Washington, and he already has Bill in the back room. And he's like, all right, well, I need to prove that I can trust you. So here you go. Shoot him. And so she shoots him, not lethally, and shoots the dude behind him with the same bullet. She was only given one bullet. And they flip the situation around and tie Washington up. So while all this was going on, May was supposed to be held in the car by Becky. And May finds a way out anyway. So they finish up. There's a crazy scene. Watch the show. It's good, I promise.
Oh, yeah. Those action scenes are, like, awesome.
Yeah. And so they finish up. The police raid Washington's base. Yay. Awesome. But the mystery isn't totally solved.
Da-na-na.
And that was episode one. So episode 2 starts across the border in Canada.
Hey,
we meet a new character, Miss Radinov. Mm. And yes, we briefly touched on her earlier. She's got a multicolored hair. Is it blue on front?
No, it's like green and like what? Like it's like a, is it orange, right?
It's like red and blue, right?
It's not blue.
It's blue. Green and something.
It's green and orange. I'm pretty sure it's green and orange.
I thought you said door hinge.
No. I said orangey glad. I didn't say orange.
Aren't you glad I'm going to slap you up the head?
I'm going to saw. Yeah, okay.
I love anti-jokes.
I love.
That's great.
I love hair. Undertone slapper.
Ugh. So, we meet Miss Radinov. She's crazy.
She kills
a dude at the docks. She killed a Canadian. Nicest
people. She did kill a Canadian. She killed a Canadian.
Kind of fucked up.
She's never going to work in this town again.
Nope.
I cared more about that one Canadian than every American that died in the show.
And so she crosses the border, goes to America, and Washington managed to survive, and though they like threw him off the, from like the second floor down to the bottom. Yeah. And so he's locked up with the cats at an ATF house, and he realizes the place is bugged pretty quickly, gets rid of the bug, and he's like, hey, Rally, I need you to take this Rolex to my daughter. Here's the address. I need you to take it to her. And she's like, whatever, you're lying to me, and they kick him out. And he's like, listen to me! And so they fuck off, they go on the road, and they briefly encounter Radinov. This was Rally and May in the car.
Yeah.
Getting chased around by Radinov. And so while the cats were leaving, Radinov was going to the ATF residence and kills 5 agents.
Yeah.
Finds Washington, kills him, and frames Bill by using his name to, as the like log, the visitor log, uses Bill's name. And so at this time, Rally and May went up to what they thought was the daughter's house, but it was a fake address. Pretty weird. Mm-hmm. They realized something else must be going on. And they go back to the house. Becky fake orders a pizza while May rigs the van with explosives. And they leave, blow up the van. It's a good time. Eat shit, Bill. And Becky cracks the code. There was a secret data repository disguised as Hot Butts Net.
Yeah.
That was in the first episode. There was like an email he opened with like a titty pic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They touched on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it tied in. That was actually a secret. Like, once you enter a password or whatever, then there was actually a repository of weapons that were confiscated and all this other data. And so Becky's like, oh shit, that's good stuff right here. And so they break into somewhere else. I don't really know why they were there, but they went, oh, I guess they had found the address of where these weapons were and went to go check it out. And they find Radinov again and nearly get taken out, but Bill helps them and May gets captured by Radinov.
And the drive off.
Yeah, and we get a badass car chase sequence. Okay. It fucks up the Mustang.
I do not want us to gloss over this car chase, because holy shit, that is the best part of the show. This, like, the second half of episode 2, that kind of is them figuring out where these guns are, and then them going on a crazy car chase at, like, the end. That is the best part of this show.
There was so much movement.
This is exactly what like you would think of when it is like a high octane like action show, you know?
Yeah.
And it is, oh my god, so beautifully animated. There's so many perfect shots. There's like a POV of inside the Mustang, like where you're behind the wheel, and there's so many above like helicopter type shots.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, it's kind of following, so you can see that, like, these cars are weaving past the other pedestrians, but then you're keeping track of it. It's so cool. It's so good. Like, it's crazy to think. And, like, might also just be surreal seeing American roads like portrayed so accurately.
Yeah.
In an anime, but like
they did a great job.
Unironically, this might be the best car chase sequence I've seen animated, period.
It's really good, like, yeah.
It is so fantastic.
No 3D.
No, literally. That's one of the things that is crazy, the most crazy, is that this is all hand-drawn. Like, they probably used a little bit, but, like,
of 3D. Well, I'm sure for references.
Yeah, for reference and everything, but, like, oh, my God.
Something I do appreciate about that whole segment is that they start off, like, it was probably, like, early morning or, like, when it was dark out.
Yeah.
Slowly, like you don't notice it immediately, but slowly the passage of time kind of goes over.
Yeah, and then it's like, daytime and you're like, oh shit.
I like that. That was like extreme. Like that is one thing I remembered. I was like, that was extremely clean. I'm like, okay, they're like paying attention to their animation. So it was so really sick. Nice to see.
I loved it. That was, that's definitely the highlight, especially when what's her name? Freaking Rally shoots like the girl's ear off. That was awesome.
Yeah, and the earring landing on the dashboard.
Yes. Oh, so cool. What a great episode.
Yeah. And
that's what you should watch it for. That's the best part.
Yeah. And that's one of those things that thankfully, as much as we describe it, it's not going to come close to the real thing. So go check it out. It's worth your time.
It's literally three episodes. It takes you, maybe 75 minutes.
It's like the length of a short movie.
Yeah. It's totally fine.
And it's a good time.
Yeah, no. And it's a good dub. So like, why not? Right.
Debatable. Yeah. Anyways, continue.
What do you mean debatable?
I don't know, bro.
You should have listened to the Spanish dub.
And I should have. Look, again, the animation is nice, and that's the only thing I can remember about this thing. I can't, like, this is the first time I'm hearing the synopsis.
You never heard this story before?
No.
Where'd this come from?
I don't know. Who put story in my funny, very excellent animated car chase sequence?
Fucked up how that happens.
Kind of crazy.
But conclusion. On that car chase, they recover May. May explodes Redknapp's car and it lands in the river, and she seemingly escapes.
Oh, fun fact, that river is the river that they dye green every St. Patrick's Day.
Oh. Yeah.
Isn't it just the Chicago River?
I'm like 99% sure it's called the Chicago River.
Probably
email us. If you're from Chicago.
Guys, if you're from Chicago, email us.
Guys, if you're in the river, email us.
Yeah, if I want to get an email from someone who's swimming in the Chicago River right now and dying.
First question,
because
why?
It's poison.
Yeah, because it's not safe at all to probably like flesh-eating amoeba there. Wait, no, that's Florida. Anyway, so final episode. There's a few things I kind of glossed over. I'll touch on them here now. So they give you all the pieces that you need to figure out what's going to happen in the finale by that time. So the chief of police, or the chief of the ATF, is close with the state senator Hines.
Yeah, like so, the ketchup, guys.
Yeah, I have noticed that my anime list, I think, called him something different, but I think Hines is hilarious, so I'm going to call him Senator Hines.
Yeah.
So Hines is platforming himself on being tough on illegal weapons. He wants to get them out of the streets, ban them.
Ban guns.
And we also find out, there's a brief hint, because you can see the chief of the ATF's pinky ring whenever someone's on the phone with Radunov, so you can piece together, oh shit, they're colluding.
Yeah.
And earlier, Bill is like, I have a feeling, I don't have any evidence, but I think there's a leak on this case. And the chief, like, takes Bill off the case, but Bill's still working it.
Which is the most cliche,
like,
cop detective trope that there's ever been. I think it's very funny.
It's pretty good. So, yeah, let's see here. Where was I at? So, yeah, the police are talking with the cats, not the ATF, and they're talking about what they know about Radunov, that She's like Soviet ex-GRU killing machine. She's going as a businesswoman right now. And later on, back at the house, Heinz's assistant calls and he wants to meet Rally. And they're like, all right, that's weird. Becky's like, fuck that. I'm not going. Deuces. And
smart. Very smart.
Well, yeah. While this is happening, Bill is piecing together that his boss is the leaker. And he works with another agent, goes to what they find out is Redenoff's hideout, which is actually owned by the chief of the ATF, and actually find some solid evidence that she's connected to the chief, who's connected to the state senator.
So, corruption? In my American city? Unheard of. That's crazy.
Fucked up, man.
I'm sick of this world.
Just wait till you hear about lobbyists.
Oh, no. Anyway,
so the agent with Bill hangs up the phone. I think he just dialed the last number and it went to the state senator.
That scene is so funny. Continue.
Yeah. Oh my God. That dude was such a fucking moron. Holy shit. Yeah. Dude.
So Bill was like, don't fucking touch anything.
My man was like, so just confident.
My man was tapping everything. He said, don't worry about it.
He hangs up the phone and the house fucking explodes.
I kid you not. I paused the video. My mouth was wide open. And I was like, God, if the show was more like this, I would have loved it a lot more.
Well, I feel like maybe, I don't know. I need to read the manga. I feel like I need to read the manga to make
I'm kind of interested. I'm interested in the manga.
Yeah, I'll probably read it.
This is pretty fun. So,
pretty cool.
After that, Redenov finds the cats while they're meeting the senator, and she interrupts them getting like an award for helping take down Washington. And
sorry, I just remember what he said. He said, "Where's the fire, big guy?" He's at the
fire, big guy. And it blows up.
It's just so stupid. I just saw the scene. Oh, that was so
I mean, come on. At that point, this got to be at least a decent anime. If that's the fucking. It's so funny.
Shit I saw. I'm sorry.
Funniest shit I ever seen.
Where's the man exploded? Big guy? I'm so sorry.
I didn't know that because I watched that episode subbed. God. So this is new to me.
I'll timestamp it for you. It's on YouTube.
It's
apparently.
So funny. Yeah. Great.
So yeah,
that's why the dub's good, Pino.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, Radinov shoots at Rally while she's talking to the state senator. And Bill is like, Rally, get the fuck out of there. She gets the fuck out of there. Finds Radinov on the rooftops. May's nearby, nearly gets knocked off the building. Radinov shoots the knife out, stabs Rally. May throws a flashbang up. Rally escapes. And later, you see what appears to be Radinov waiting for the state senator. And they turn around. It was actually Rally. And they're like, aha, motherfucker, we got you. And they arrest him. And they're like, aha, we figured out your scheme. You wanted to get rid of the illegal weapons because you were peddling them on the black market and wanted to raise prices. Mm. We got you. And yeah, Radinov tries one last time to get Rally, but Bill fucking unloads a clip into her. And that's
it. No, he shoots one bullet to break the axe, and then she shoots
Rally did the whole, rest. Okay.
A whole clip fucking into clip. Her.
Yeah.
Like it was fucked up. Or a mag, rather. I think it's a magazine. It's not a clip, technically. Oh, okay.
I'm not a gun expert here.
Me neither. I know that's something.
But yeah, that's the OVA. Not a whole lot to it. Pretty simple story. They give you all the pieces to figure it out by the last episode, which I don't know. It's kind of sucks that it was really predictable.
Or you could have just waited till the end when they did the whole next time on Gunsmith Cats. That's what That's what I waited for. And I was like, oh, this is, I like this. But
yeah,
I mean, like, I wasn't really too engaged in the story. It was just, I just liked the pretty pictures moving around.
Yeah. Some good action, though.
Oh, no, the action was great. Again, that's the highlight of the entire show. But that's about it for me, at least. I didn't care about anything.
And something snapped in me. I didn't care about the Gunsmith cats. I didn't care about
them. I didn't care if I wanted Rally Vizen to step on me. I didn't care anymore. Sorry, that came from deep within.
You kind of turned into Vegeta the last little bit there.
Yes, yes, we did.
Well, that's the thing though. Pino, like So you had been talking about how you were not a huge fan of this.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, I'm not gonna put out any judgment because I had not watched the show yet. I literally watched the last two episodes today.
I think this is the first time I felt like you whenever I talk about a show that's very middle of the line. This is my first time just experiencing that.
On the other end of it.
Yeah, I feel like the most I can relate to this, I feel like it was when you watched, when we all watched 91 Days. I feel like that, whatever I'm feeling now is what you're feeling, is what you felt during 91 Days.
I don't remember anything about that
91 Days was worse. I hate to bring it to you, Bob.
But the thing is, there was nothing for me to really engage with. Yes, the character design. I like the character design.
No, Pino.
Yeah.
Pino, don't ever, whatever. I don't know what I was about to say there. That seemed very aggressive.
Don't ever talk shit about me.
I know. It felt very aggressive, so I had to take a step back. But, I also did not care a lot about it. Because the animation is great. The character designs are pretty good for the most part. Mm-hmm. It was, animation is good, but the plot was not.
It didn't carry. It didn't carry.
It was pretty simple.
Yeah,
it was really simple.
So the two things I think is that the plot was too simple. If you're going to do a 3-episode OVA, either make it a movie, or make it play with that OVA format. You know,
mm-hmm.
not just be to be continued and crap. Right. And so when you give us a really simplified story, which feels like, and I don't know if it was produced under this guise, but mm-hmm. The creating it to then get greenlit into a series or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it felt like the first three episodes of a show, mm-hmm. you know, it felt like it needed to keep going. And I feel like I would have been more engaged, mm-hmm. which is why I'm interested in the manga, because I feel like that's something that I would like to check more into. But this anime did not give a lot of substance.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a shame, because I really wanted to be high praise for this, but you know, it was good.
It has the settings.
Good, but not great.
Yeah, it has the settings I like. It has the content I like.
But
it just didn't. I don't think it used it to the best other than the car chase scenes and the action scenes, which, mm-hmm.
well,
I guess, were great.
It doesn't, like you said, it doesn't really lend itself really to its location unless you're specifically doing American-made cars, American-made roads, and those things like that, which is very distinct, and the city feel is very distinct, because you could tell that they kind of focused on how Chicago feels as a city to a degree, but when your characters don't have any real growth, that's kind of where I'm and I think that's the biggest crux, mm. is because the characters all kind of don't, they change, quote unquote, you know?
Yeah.
Rally isn't, completely up against it. But, there's nothing that, really challenges our main characters. Mm. And that's another thing. I don't know. I just have more and more issues as we talk about it. This rating's getting lower and lower as I speak. So,
sorry, no.
No, it's okay, because, it stinks. It stinks to have to come to this conclusion.
Yeah.
But, it is just very, something that I would probably still recommend. I still would say it's good, but I don't think I could say anything better than that. You know?
I'd be curious to see what people who read the manga first and were, really into the manga and then watched this.
Yeah, well, because that's another thing.
I'd be interested in hearing that kind of perspective.
I feel like they might appreciate it because I'm yes, assuming it adapts exactly like some sort thinking. Of chapter or storylines to mm-hmm. it, right? So like yes. it'd be great. I mean, just seeing the animation alone, like even if it's us who didn't really enjoy it so much but can still praise the animation, they're probably like off the wall. They're probably like, this is the best thing ever for this.
Well, that's what I – that's another thing is like it feels like a set of episodes for a pre-existing series. Mm. And that's what it is. It's from the manga mm-hmm. and like there's no like it is a short time to do any sort of like character arc, character growth, thing like that. But like when there's like zero,
right,
it's really hard to stay engaged. And I think that's mm-hmm. where it really fell through with Yubino.
Right.
Just because, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a part of me wishes it wasn't an OVA, you know, because like.
Yeah.
Like, because I could see that there could be a lot more that can and might have already been done in the manga. I just felt like it was just underwhelming. That's the word. I felt underwhelmed at the end of this, and like I didn't like that feeling. But again, I think that's the problem with an OVA compared to like a full on series, even if it's a series of just like I don't know, it's 13 episodes or something. But like,
because I don't think this ever got a full.
Yeah.
No,
why did
I think this was all Gunsmith Cats got. For anime,
something I don't understand, and we've seen a handful of OVAs throughout our our podcast. Like, why do they make OVAs? Like, is it just what specific reason? Like, I know game companies make OVAs for their games to like promote the game or just like and do all that stuff. But like when it comes to like one off manga or like series like that, like what generates the interest?
I think part of it, like Chuck mentioned, is kind of to get the green light for a full series. Mm. They'll just test the waters, see how popular it is, see if it's worth it to make a full series.
Right.
That kind of deal.
Well,
Golden Boy was like perfect. That was an OVA, right?
Well, but Golden Boy, I feel like, was produced with the shorter scope in mind, you know?
Yeah. Were those episodes also 15 minutes or something, or am I crazy?
You're crazy.
Those were 30-minute episodes, right?
I think so.
Okay. You're crazy.
But OVAs, I think, sometimes don't always get aired on television.
Straight to DVDs
kind of like
or
a straight, yeah.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
Also, I want to correct something. I said something wrong a moment ago.
Fake news.
The spinoff series Riding Bean, which was also the name of the spinoff manga, that looks like it did also get a different, it had a different one episode OVA. Yeah. Okay. There was Bean Bandit. There was another OVA.
Yeah, there's two.
Okay.
Interesting. I like beans.
Well, shit. I kind of wish I would watch those two.
You said,
although I don't know if I would be. I don't know if I would be lost watching those. Damn, there's not even a plot synopsis for Bean Bandit on my anime list. That's kind of surprising.
I got one here.
I got one here
for AnnieList. It says Bean Bandit and his partner Rally Vincent. What? Are couriers for hire, transporting clients and delivery goods in his custom sports car Roadbuster.
Main characters are dudes. Fuck that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I saw that and that was.
Give me the hot chicks. Who could kill me?
Riding Bean.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's kind of. Never mind. Fuck those OVAs. Give me the cats.
Give me the cats.
So, yeah. Want to go over some characters here?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
So, I guess first off, we've got Rally Vincent.
Pretty cool cat.
She's pretty cool. She's fucking badass.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's sick. Knows her way around a weapon, knows how to clean them, take care of them. She's got an eye. She's got a feel. She doesn't even need to look in the chamber to know if it's loaded or not.
And she don't need no man.
She don't need no man. Who need him?
Even though her friend badass. Wants her to get a man.
Yeah. Whatever, they're gay, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
And next up, we have Minnie Mae.
Minnie Mae.
Pretty funny name.
Baby. Minnie Mae's funny.
She's a funnier character than we've ever had.
Yeah. She's short. She's probably like, what, my height or something? I don't know. She got bombs? Like, that was the one thing that I that caught me for a loop. I was like, damn, okay, let's go. She got grenades. She got
got hella explosives.
She's popping off.
She's the comic That's relief. Pretty
cool. Actually, I would say that would be Becky, maybe.
I think Becky's more like the straight man.
Becky's the more straight.
But yeah, May is definitely some comic relief. But yeah, I do appreciate that they just had C4 in their fridge. There was a shot where you could see out the fridge. From inside the fridge, and there's just C4.
It's very funny. I like that.
Great, great little details there. May's pretty good. She's really cute. She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little gremlin. You know, Becky was supposed to keep her in the car. May got out anyway. Mm-hmm. There's no stopping her.
No stopping the bomb.
It's true. And she even managed to get out on her own when she was captured by Radunov. She set up some explosives while Radunov was distracted. Somebody set us up the bomb, exploded, and like jumped from car to car. It's fucking crazy.
Mm.
So... And I guess since we mentioned Becky a moment ago, we got Becky. She's the nerdy one. She's a bit more of the straight man.
Yeah, the brains behind the production.
Yeah. Too bad her computer was bugged, and the ATF also got to see Hot Butts Net.
That's crazy. Dude,
hotbuttsnet.com.
Was that domain taken?
I don't know.
Hotbutts.net? It almost has to be. It almost has to be a porn site. There's no shot it isn't. Are you looking it up?
No. I'm going to migrate the website to Hot Butts Net.
Hotbuttsnet.net.
Best porn clips of specially selected featuring big, round, perfect butts and the most beautiful girls. Well, don't go on that website, kids. That was a lot of butt. I didn't like that, really.
That's awesome. What, you didn't like that? You fucking get out of here.
It was just a lot in my face all at once.
Yeah, it's like hotbutts.net.
But there's a lot of penis going in those butts, and it was also something that I didn't expect, but it was there. It was just surprising, really. If I went back, I'd be able to
digest.
Yeah, those a little butts. Bit more. But that was a nightmare. Don't go there, guys.
So, yeah, Becky cracked the code, figured it out. She's a little bit spicy. She gets a little heated. It's pretty funny. Then again, we got to see May a little heated as well on episode 2. She was like, I'm not talking to you. Because Rally was bullying her. It was great. And then I guess we got Bill from the ATF. He's a funny guy. There's not really much to his character.
Yeah, the dub called him 00711, which was hilarious. That was another one of their one-liners that was great.
That's pretty good.
It's a greasy man. Looks like a greasy guy.
Oh, was that whenever they were listening from the bug?
No, that was when he was introduced.
That was when they first
met. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. But yeah, we got Bill. He's a cool dude.
Bill.
He's just
got to sign off his case. Yeah, he was doing his job. He was doing it right. And he knew there was something wrong. And he got to the bottom of it. You know? It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty much all our good guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, we've got bad guys. We got, like, the chief of the ATF. He's just a slime ball. We got the state senator. Also slime ball. And Radunov, we got Radunov. She sounded so fucking silly in the dub.
I loved it, though.
So silly.
I loved how silly it was.
In the sub, though, she sounded fucking hot.
I believe you. I don't know why, but I believe you.
She had a deep voice, dude. Fucking kill me. Crazy.
I believe you.
She was a real baddie, dude. Yeah, I actually switched back to the sub because Radunov wasn't introduced until the second episode. I wanted to see how she sounded in the sub, and God, I'm glad I went and checked. But I'm curious if I can find Radunov. Who is that? Yoko Somi. What else have you done?
Yoko Somi.
What else have you done here? Anything that I'm familiar with? Oh, Maiden Abyss.
I see.
Interesting. That's...
Who was the... What was the character they did?
It wasn't someone... Incho? Oh! Of course, the hot, tall lady. Of course. Yeah, that's that's not the character I'm thinking of. The one who voiced Radinov voiced the orphanage manager.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I was thinking of the lady with the cube.
I know who Cube Woman is.
Yeah. They just look a little similar.
They just look a little similar.
Yeah. Not anything else that is immediately catchy. Oh, Lupin.
Lupin.
Susan.
What is going on?
She was Susan in Lupin.
Couldn't tell you.
The third Alcatraz connection.
Oh, movie. Never watched it.
Yeah. Trigun. The Cyclops Dominique.
I don't remember her.
Hey, Garbalax.
Yeah?
Are you just listing names? Or
yeah, because I really like the sound of her voice.
Okay.
All right, I'll move on now.
50 minutes, right?
I was
right?
just wondering if there was any points. Yeah, because you're stalling yourself. You've missed it.
Nope.
He's already missed the cutoff. It's 50 past minutes. 50.
I love when we're all wrong.
Fuck.
No, I was right. What are you talking
about?
You were
wrong, too.
I'm always right. What are you talking about? Know. What was I wrong about?
Yeah, the two times you lied in my episode.
Yeah, but I called it out immediately.
Yeah, but you still...
It's true.
You lied to me.
How could you betray my trust?
That's okay.
What else did we have? Edward Hines, his slime ball. I already mentioned him.
Senator Armstrong.
That's Nanomachine's son. And I guess there was Jonathan Washington. He wasn't there long.
What a stupid, typical American name.
I love it, dude.
That's funny.
That's fucking awesome.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Washington. What a nightmare, babe.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh,
crazy.
That's funny. Yeah, that's the thing. I love when anime, like Japanese shows, take place in America. Or I guess really anywhere else, but I'm just more familiar with America, obviously. So I love seeing that take. It's a fun mix up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. I really wish we would have.
I'm ready to rate.
Gone over this. What? Yeah, I wish we'd gone over one of these other sections together.
I've never done any section.
Let's just rate this bad boy. I'm trying to take a dump. Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'll just... I won't then. That's kind of crazy.
Guys?
Yeah?
Welcome to the 109th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the pilot podcast, where each contestant puts forward their turn's best girl, the episode, and duke it up for title. A best girl. Today, our contestants, once again, Pano Carb, myself, and the Patreon. Who are we each advocating for?
We didn't talk
about
this.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. I was like, shit, we didn't talk about this.
Go ahead, Garb, you picked it.
I'm going to pick Radinov since I talked her up so much.
All right, Garb. I mean, not Garb, you're Garb. Not Garb?
Garb, what'd you pick?
Radinov.
All right, Chuck, what'd you pick?
Yes. I picked Bill.
Pick Bill?
Bill.
How did I know you're going to pick Bill?
Because he's a goofy little fellow, and also the patrons picked him, so I had to pick him.
He is a goofy little fellow, I'll be real.
He has funny hair. He has hair I aspire to have.
Well, since I Freudian slipped earlier in the episode, I'll pick Rally Vincent. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. I was expecting you to be a Becky man.
I mean, I would, but I ratted myself out. There's no way I can go back.
I respect that. Well, Chuck, since you got the Patreon pick, I will give you the floor.
Hey, guys. I picked Bill. He's just a guy. He's just a little bad idiot, you know? He's sometimes smart, but he's really not that smart.
Honestly, he was just doing his job.
He was just doing his job, and you know what? He was a little goofy. And
he had a good instinct. He knew there was a leak.
Yeah.
See, he sniffed it out.
He did.
Sniffed out the gas.
Gee, you see how he gripped that grenade to in order it's, for it to.
Yo, like, he was you and he put it back in. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, that grip game.
Yo, grip gang.
He's got that grip. Got that
the gorilla grip. Let's go.
He got grip.
Yeah, but he's sick.
I like his hairstyle. It's like the classic '90s hairstyle. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, because I love that like. It's back into a ponytail except for one part.
He's got like part Cloud, like, Cloud McStrife. Yeah. No, Cloud Strife.
Cloud McStrife.
Cloud McStrife. He's a Happy Meal.
Everyone get your Cloud McStrife meal.
I'm loving it.
McDonald's, if you use that, we're going to sue the shit out of you.
Absolutely.
Kick your ass.
Well, that's before Square Enix sues the shit out of us.
Yeah, right. Goodbye.
But that's it.
Yeah, Bill's, yeah, talk about Bill.
Cool. Bill's cool. That's I like his style. I like that he has an undone tie.
But he's not fashionable at all.
He's not fashion. His mother dresses him.
Oh my god. His mother dresses him.
That's fine. We love moms. We shout out moms every episode.
We do shout out moms every episode. That's a fact.
Dude, shout outs to your mom. Yeah, no. She's got like awesome style. And shout out to Bill's mom because she dresses him.
If my mom dressed me, I would probably look a lot more stylish.
You would. It's true.
I'd probably still be wearing the green stripes from Blue's Clues. I'd be looking like Steve. With a
motherfucking Steve out here.
Yeah. I got some clues.
He's got a clue.
But that's great. Bill. Someone else do theirs.
So I'll go next. Bill. I'll go next. Yeah, man. Rally Vincent. There's something about her hair. That 90s ass hair that every character has in this show is so good. I'm gonna be flat out. The 90s ass hair in every show is amazing. But Rally's hair just really sticks out. I love black hair. I love a businesswoman. I love someone who just wears not dresses because they don't know how to wear dresses. That's just like me. I've never worn a dress, and maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. That depends. Heels are hard. Heels were hard for her. It was a goofy moment. She's just a funny gal, you know? And she has a sick ass ride. I totally was it stick shift? I don't know if I'd be able to drive that.
I'm sure it is.
Ah, that's rough. Well, she'll drive me around. We'll go on dates. She'll shoot up some guys. Maybe I'll get shot in the crossfire, but it seems like a win-win. I feel like I'd be great at the store. I'd be great help at the store.
And she needs a man.
Yeah, she's looking.
No, that's what May said. Yeah, well, she doesn't need one. Yeah. May was like, get married.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get on May's good side, and then Rally will see that I'm a good person. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. You got to get in with May.
Exactly.
Make sure May vets you.
Exactly. And you know what? Maybe I'll join the bounty hunting industry. You know, maybe I'll be the bounty. You know, well, maybe that will speed things along. You know, it's forbidden love. You know.
I'm hunting Pino.
I'm looking for Pino. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I like that. I like it. I like it very much.
I can't really shit talk her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's cool. She's pretty good.
Plus, I will accidentally take out the C4 in the fridge thinking it's food, and then, that'd be the end.
Bite it.
That'd be the end of my story. Explode? Exactly. Be the end. But that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a cyanide pill, except like you explode way harder.
What was it that dude said?
I don't know.
Where's the fire?
Where's the fire, big guy? Bam! So good. But no, yeah, Rally's cute. She's adorable. I love her.
And a badass.
Yeah. We love both.
It's true. And, we got another badass on our hands.
Yeah.
We got Radinov.
Oh my goodness.
She really doesn't have much of a personality. But she's a badass.
She's dedicated.
Very dedicated.
Very dedicated.
Should have died multiple times.
That just means she's built different, my friend.
It's true.
Yeah. Plus, we love two different colors for hair.
True.
Normalize two different hair colors, except in Fire Emblem Engage. Specifically.
Specifically Fire Emblem Engage.
Yeah. Not.
She's a badass. She's covering as a businesswoman. She's got a fucking bulletproof
coat,
trench coat.
Yeah, that's hella badass.
It's true.
Weapons at all times. She could kill me at any moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Look I'm at her the that. Wrong way. You look at yeah. High five. There we go.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Women who can kill me. Yeah, let's go.
Plus, those earrings are pretty cool. I mean, she's missing some of her ear, but that's fine.
She's missing one, but we can work around that. Yeah, we can fix that.
I don't think we'd be able to go on a double date. Just there's some bad blood, you know.
Yeah. Well, we may have to. We'll have to be careful about that.
We'll just talk over Discord.
It'll lead to some interesting shenanigans much later, though.
Absolutely. We'll still be friends, but it'll be rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't the first time someone's picked a dead person, right?
I doubt
this. This can't have to be the first one, right?
I'm pretty sure I picked some. Didn't anybody pick? Actually, you guys wouldn't remember because you guys didn't like this show. Code Geass. Did anybody pick Euphemia?
No, I did not.
Nobody remembers who Euphemia is.
I liked Code Geass. In hindsight, I gave it a 4. Geass.
I gave it a 4. What are you talking about?
No.
I think I was
more upset with Garb. Garb, you gave it like a 2.
Yeah.
Random shit just like 1 for no reason.
Yeah, awesome. I love being an asshole with my ratings sometimes.
I thought we left that behind in season 1, bro. No. With the Metroid gang.
I got to troll a little bit.
We do a little bit of trolling.
Just a little bit here and there.
I'm pretty sure someone's picked another dead guy. I'm pretty sure. Dandy's technically died, but he came back. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure there's like, I mean, pretty much everyone in Eva has died.
Oh, no. I picked Wolfwood, right? Didn't I pick Wolfwood?
Oh, I think so. Someone did.
Somebody picked Wolfwood.
Yeah.
From Trigun.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing Chuck Silence is he's looking through the list now.
Possibly.
Oh, he's already forgotten the topic.
He's doing something else.
What am I doing?
Never mind. Let's move on. I gave him too much credit.
What do you need me to do, Pat?
No. I was going to say... No, I thought you were quiet because you were looking up who picked a dead person.
No, we don't have that kind of technology.
We don't have that kind of budget.
I don't have that kind of brain power.
Can I find some bonus trivia?
Bonus trivia?
Probably. On Radinov? Was she...
Russian.
Yeah, she's... I mean, I knew that.
Surprise.
But no, there's no trivia.
No trivia.
That's unfortunate. Yep. She's definitely dead.
It's fine. If you want to pick a bounty hunter or be behind bars, send us an email. Right?
If you want to get killed by hot women,
yeah,
send us an email.
If you want to tell us why... Why 00711 was pretty cool. Yeah, write us an email.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Speaking of, Chuck, do we have any in the old inbox here today?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't either.
Give me. I'm opening up the mailbox now.
Do we hope it's from a...
Email. Every week, I hope it's from a female.
I hope it's from a bounty hunter. Oh, no.
Capable of killing me.
Okay.
Okay.
We actually have one?
Ready. Yes.
Wow.
This one's from Sadie. Thank you,
Sadie.
Yeah.
The title is called You're Gay. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey.
Y'all be fruity and tootie. Y'all be fruity and tootie. It's true.
I'm always fruiting and tooting.
If you were sucked into an alternate universe, but you had the choice to choose between going back to Earth or staying there and adventuring in your dream world, which one would it be and where would it choose? And so we got a list of One Piece, Danganronpa, Avatar, I assume Last Airbender, some random ass country, your brain, or Earth. P.S. Y'all are freaky deaky. P.P.S. Continue to slay like the queens y'all are.
Slay.
So thank you.
Bitch, we sure
we
will
slay. But between going back to Earth, Wait, so this is an alternate universe. So it wouldn't be the same Earth that we'd be going back to.
Be like Earth 2.
It would be like Earth 2.
Yeah, that's the impression I got. I'm going to guess it could be a mix-up. You may get Earth with magic is real. You may get psychic powers real.
I'll just go to One
Alien
Piece.
Real.
I'll just go to One Piece.
See,
I'll just be.
I want
to
eat.
Chuck wants to go to One Piece, but I'd go back to Earth so I could finish reading One Piece. There's no way I'm leaving until this shit's over.
We are not the same.
It's true. No, but what? What if you're in an alternate universe where One Piece was never existing? I'm guaranteeing my One Piece by being there.
Yeah, but then you gotta. And if I die, you're gonna have to subscribe to a news coup to give you the news if you're not already in the new world.
I'd love to pay money for a news coup. What do you mean, bro?
Yeah, but
yeah, One Piece world is pretty tempting because I could eat the motherfucker fruit.
That's crazy.
That's true. That's
crazy. What power does it give you?
It gives me extra motherfucker powers.
That's crazy. That's just Samuel Jack. We got that in the real world. That's Samuel Jackson.
It's true. It's true.
No one else can swear as much as him.
Where can a man learn this power?
He needs to die and his devil's fruit reappears in the earth somewhere.
Wait, no way. Not too soon, of course. Not too soon.
Not too soon, no.
Someone else takes up the mantle.
Yeah.
I want the Snoop.
See, Samuel L. Jackson isn't one person. It's a title.
You just take the Snoop's fruit for Snoop Dogg's power.
Yo, I can make the fattest fucking doobies.
Yeah.
The weed fruit.
The boof fruit. Boof. I like the. I'm privy to the Zaza fruit.
Yo, Zaza fruit is actually perfect. That's a band name.
The Bobo fruit.
The Bobo.
I would. Can I choose Bobo World?
No.
That's
it. Was
up.
It wasn't one of the
it's
options?
It's not on the list.
If there was one series on the list, then I would have gone. But there was no series. That series was not on the list, so no one will know.
What series?
No. That was Sadie wouldn't want it this way. So.
It's World Trigger.
That's crazy. You would out me like that, Garb. That's kind of wild.
I was right.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Of my friend Garb knows me so well. That's kind of wild. He would out me like that. The guy that I don't know what I did, but the guy that he's the guy about. That's crazy.
The guy who did the thing?
That's crazy. Wow, I was looking out for you, bro. I'll get you next time.
I actually almost spat out.
That's crazy. Insane. Yeah, but yes, I would definitely go to that world. Oh, what? Nice. Wow! Who did it? You said somebody at the beginning of the episode.
It was Chuck.
That's crazy. Chuck, you went back on your own word. Button. That's insane.
What's up? No, see, the thing is, you don't understand. I have the power to add sound effects to the episode.
It's true.
So I'm the one that uploaded it to the server, so you can edit in the episode. That's how we restrain ourselves from doing it, is whoever clicks the button is responsible for
editing it.
Awful. Go back to the beginning of the episode. He's a liar again in this episode. Look at this guy. Ah, I can't believe it. This guy. I just want to. Oh,
we're degrading into that.
Well, because we gotta get some freaking. We got some freaking.
Truly, the funny noise podcast.
We gotta do our rating.
Yeah, sure do.
That's just gonna be our wrap it up symbol. Our wrap it up sound.
Yeah, I'm gonna play the Vine Boom sound.
And that means like the episode's going on too long.
Exactly 2 hours. That noise just not stop.
It's the dinner bell.
Holy shit! All right, let's rate this bad boy. Gotcha. I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out here. I'm gonna give it a 3.3.
3.3.
You know, I really liked it, but that story was really predictable, kind of lacking. Love the character designs. Dub was pretty funny. Excellent sub as well. It's worth watching either, whatever your preference is. I think you'll have a good time. So.
Yeah.
I wish there was more.
Yeah.
But I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Chuck, you want to go?
Mr. Yeah.
I can go. I thought Garb would rate it a bit lower, but I think I'm going to stick with my original answer. I'm going to give it a 3, flat 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is good. I don't think it's any more than that, but I would still recommend it to probably a lot of people because it's easily digestible, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But, you know. Yeah. 3.
It's a fun time.
Yeah, it's a fun time, but, you know.
Not excellent, not going to change your view on anime, what the medium can be or anything.
Yeah.
Just a fun time. Just a fun romp through Chicago town.
It's passable. Like, again, I didn't find any attachment to it, which was a bit of a shame. Animation, I love those action sequences. The characters themselves, pretty neat. The designs, while I did like each individual design, kind of conflicted with the very detailed stuff going on, which I noticed on an episode 2 and 3, and I was like, huh, this is weird. Like, some people look kind of like, you know,
rugged,
weird, and some people just look chibi for their chibi's sake. But then again, I was looking at Mei and I was like, oh well, she's short either way, so that's just that. I'm that's just me. I'm just slighting myself at that point. But yeah,
projecting.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't want to give it a 3.
Give it, I mean, a 3's fair. That's still above average, slightly.
Nah, I'm giving it a 2.9.
Fair enough.
I'll take it.
All right, I can respect that.
Yeah,
that's fair.
You know, it's fun, but it's not.
Yeah.
World ending, you know, not gonna.
Right, right.
Not world triggering.
I gotta hack out a phlegm.
Fucking kill you. The fucking what's up? Poo.
What's up?
Anyways.
Oh, thanks for joining us, everyone. Yeah.
Oh, guys, I get to say what's next
week. What's next week, bro? What's next week? I don't know.
So this is pretty cool, actually.
Are you sure?
Because.
I'm kidding. Can tell us.
He's making me cry. Hey guys, it's me, your favorite guy.
We just let Chuck. Him think that. I know that Pino's really the favorite
guy. I didn't add myself to the list because I don't think I'm not even my favorite guy.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, I don't.
That's fucked up. But guys,
I don't have a high self-esteem.
You want to know what we're gonna be watching next time?
No.
Okay. Anyway, guys, that was the last podcast. Episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Pina doesn't want to do this anymore.
Okay, so. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I love you. You're my favorite.
He takes it back.
So what we are doing is actually going to be doing something a little special. Because for episode 110, we are going to be watching one of the most influential anime of all time, Mobile Suit Gundam. We're watching the original 1979 version.
Fuck yeah.
So how we're going to do this, we're actually going to split it up into two parts because I want to talk about some cool things. There's things we might do, but we will see. So we are just going to watch the first 15 episodes 1 through 15, but make sure that if you're watching it, I think where you normally watch it, legally, you should be able to still find this episode. It's called Cuckoo Ruse, or it'll just be Doan's Island, and that will be episode 15. And okay. Then you stop
at that one.
Yes, I'll link you things so that you know. But that's what we're going to be doing. Then we're going to be doing the rest after, because there's some interesting things to talk about, and I want us to give us some extra time to digest this big series.
Back to back Gundam.
Yeah, dude. Well, you don't have to stop.
Well, I mean, for 15. The episodes, because we're doing part twos, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean, back-to-back Gundam. Yeah. For your listening Gundam, pleasure. Baby.
For your listening and viewing pleasure.
Who would have thought? 10 episodes after episode 100, we're back to our nice little... This is a mini kind of series overview thingy. What did we call the other thing?
We just called it
marathon.
Three parts.
Marathon.
I didn't think we called it anything.
Let's call it the mini May marathon.
I don't think that's going to be the name.
Mini Mouse.
I'm going to be honest. I will think.
Mini Man is Jim Jam.
It should be the mini mobile suit block.
Thank you.
Is what we should call it. Yeah. Come on, guys.
I didn't think about using the name of the show we're watching. Oh yeah.
Anyway, Mobile Suit Gundam. We're watching that. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is a pretty classic show. So,
and I think Chuck, you've seen it, but yes, I don't think you've seen
never,
it.
I haven't seen.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. No worries.
So, look forward to it, Gundam fans, Gundam newbies.
It's, you know, hey, watch with us. You know, we're chopping it up a little bit easy, so.
Yeah.
And if you want to see our live reaction as we're watching it, you can always jump in that Patreon for just $1.
$1.
And we'll talk about it as we're watching it. We'll go over everything. But we've got a
special mission to attend to.
Yeah, dude, that's right. I'm gonna about to hit the waves.
Find our mothers.
Hell yeah.
Mom.
Tell her that we love her.
Oh,
we do love her. Make sure to tell your mom as well.
Yeah.
Viewer out there.
Hell yeah.
Or father. I'm not really gonna tell you who. Or someone.
Tell someone you love them. Tell your parents. Tell that crush.
You've been talking to. Tell that cardboard cutout of Taylor Lautner from 10 years ago.
Mm. Taylor Lautner?
I love him.
You should have. He's the guy. He's the wolf guy. He's Shark Boy.
Jacob in Twilight.
Oh.
He was the werewolf in Twilight.
Mm.
He was a teen.
But you're going to say like Taylor Swift.
But me too. Are we telling our moms our lover?
Yeah.
Is that all we're doing?
We just did. We went on our secret mission. We told our moms we love them and
mission success.
Stay fapping. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you, Pino. Bye. Oh man,
that's insane. You would do that right there. I'm gonna stop recording.